everyone. You just saw Substance in High Tech. This is decidedly lower tech. And lots of pictures that I made up. But welcome. I am Amy Campbell. I'm at the Institute for Health Law and Policy at the University of Memphis School of Law. And I have been trying to sort of create a longitudinal, it's a new health law institute within a law school with a very interdisciplinary bent, though. And so I've been trying to develop sort of a longitudinal experience where we get a core group of students who are very interested in sort of an integrated learning experience, which I will talk about. I have the, nothing to disclose, unfortunately, no big, deep pockets. And like Mike, I wanted to thank, obviously, the Robert Wood Johnson Fellowship Program and Georgia State. And I also wanted to thank the University of Memphis has helped somewhat with my project on with the Strengthening Communities Grant, which is a really sort of neat initiative they have to sort of have academic community partnerships and help with a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit of seed money in that. So first of all, I just wanted to place, I'm not going to spend a lot of time because you've actually sort of heard some of this, but for this project, really there's a place-based context I think is important in a pedagogical context. For place-based, for us, we are a new institute, and I've had, there are good and bad things to that, but I sort of brought my own bent to it. One of my students is suffering over there, he knows all of this, but I'm very community-oriented, policy-oriented, and like to sort of have the students get out there and engage. So service and sort of a service learning model has been core to sort of how I envision students that are doing health law should engage in health law. And within public health especially, you have to be conversant in many languages, not just sort of legal language. You have to explain law and law concepts to others who are not lawyers, and you also have to learn from them and sort of collaboratively come up with solutions. So it's been important to me to think about, and this fellowship program has been a great way to sort of seize that opportunity, how can different students or different partners come together to try to come up with collaborative solutions. I'm within a law school that is, you know, as many law schools are, kind of at this juncture of how do we, you know, we want to survive, how do we sort of move forward in this environment. And for us, as many others, it's really we need to develop practice-ready lawyers. And so my pitch is, well, to be practice-ready, you really have to be able to practice, and you practice in health in complex communities. So let's do that. I benefit from the University of Memphis that is really putting a focus. Memphis is a kind of a health town. There's a lot of interest in health. We have a new health building going up. And so it's been a little bit easier to sort of try to sell an interdisciplinary model to them. And we're in a community, Memphis, and actually not that dissimilar from New Orleans, that has, unfortunately, but in a way fortunately for us, so many needs that there are not a lack of opportunities for us to learn while also serving. And so we've tried to sort of marry all of those. And for us, I know that Charity mentioned this, but really it's this idea of knowledge, skills, attitudes coming together through this longitudinal experience for something bigger than that, you know, that the sum is greater than the part, really. And that's our hope within this. And the idea is that each group that kind of comes into the picture of interdisciplinary teams, these are just some models, has different sets of experiences and expertise to bring, but that together they have to sort of work as a team and figure out how do we move forward? How do I listen to other experts in the room who come from different backgrounds than I do, and how do we come up with solutions? And before, I'm new to a law school. Prior to this, I've been in med schools, and so I really appreciate the med school model of see one, do one, teach one. And so in the back of my mind, I'm always trying to think about, for our students, how can we share sort of the doctrinal knowledge, get them sort of some of those skills, but then actually through the project that I'll explain in a moment, how do we get them out there actually doing policy, doing law to advance health in the community? And then what I'm trying to do now, and where the phase I'm at now, is sort of how do we get to that teach one? How do I get these students then who have learned things to actually sort of share what they've learned and be teachers within the community and then with the students that come behind them that can maybe pick up the mantle of the project? And I have to put that picture up there. I think the dean makes this in every presentation we give because we just won best, nice, prettiest, I should know this, but nicest law school, yes. That he, yeah. So it's the prettiest or whatever law school in the nation. So there it is. It's right on the Mississippi. It's actually very nice. But so we sit downtown. This is the new community health building that's going up at the main campus. And really, it's just sort of our initiatives are how do we get the students together. Right now, for instance, I'm teaching a public health law course downtown that we just started. There's a public health law course that goes on in the School of Public Health, and we've been talking about how can we get the folks together. Just what I have discovered in the law school side is that there are criteria for educating. There are certain standards that are expected, and so there's sometimes a hesitancy to have an interdisciplinary initiative, at least at our school, I'm finding, because there's concern about the rigor. So we're sort of working through right now. I'm sort of sneaking in, like, how can we get students hoping towards, you know, a model where we actually have an actual joint public health law class. But again, we sit in Memphis, and so it's really important to me that I think about how can we learn while engaging in this community and sort of really have applied kind of learning. That's the bridge to Arkansas. This is one thing I've discovered moving to Memphis. I had no idea I was so close to Mississippi and Arkansas, where I live, you know. Anyway, all right. So, you never know what's going to happen in life. So, the project that I'm working on, it actually has started. So, I sort of dove right in, and our project started. Actually, its discussion started early last year, or early this year, and the project started in the, couple months ago. And it's called the Healthy Homes Partnership. And it started with actually community dialogue that sort of connected with an idea I had to sort of develop a kind of policy lab type situation in the law school where you'd get a discrete set of students who would learn how to do policy in an interdisciplinary context by actually working on a project. And this past January or so, I started talking to our local children's hospital, Le Bonheur Children's Hospital, that has a program called CHAMP. That's federally funded, and it's for kids with high-risk asthma. And what they discovered, and they have community health workers working with them to try to bring down the emergency room, visits and the cost associated with this high-risk asthma. And what the community health workers quickly realized was, well, when we go to the homes, we see mold, we see certain things, or we sense certain things that are in the home that are really negatively impacting the care, and that's not something that we necessarily could do anything about. There are policy barriers. So wouldn't it be neat if we had some law people who could help us with those policy barriers? So Le Bonheur came to us at the law school, and we started chatting, and we kind of developed this idea for a Healthy Homes Partnership that would be a sort of collaborative of different stakeholders within the community that would try to come together without any agenda other than saying we want children in Memphis to grow up healthy and in healthy homes, and how do we do that, and if there are policy barriers or lost opportunities with existing policies, how can we do something about that? And that, to me, became the kernel of, wow, that's something where we could actually have law students that would be helping. They would be getting credit in a policy practicum-type course that we just started in the fall, while also actually helping advance community goals. And so this is our motto that every child in Memphis grows up in a healthy home. We're actually going to have our kickoff, and I'll describe that in a moment in a couple weeks. But the students this semester have been helping within the Healthy Homes Partnership. There are sort of three different work groups. There's one that's actually looking at codes and existing policy mechanisms that we could utilize to try to address some of the barriers. There's another work group that's looking at health and housing. So what are the effects of substandard housing on health, and how can we sort of do something about that? And that's been very public health department focused and epidemiology focused. And we have some law students working with them, and they're actually working with public health students to sort of try to address how do we get data and then put it in a report that has policy, that can be a policy tool. So it's not just sort of a heavy data report. It's actually something that can be meaningful to city council people or county commissioners. So it's really sort of translating evidence into policy. That's what they've been working on. The policy group has been trying to figure out, is it a code issue? They've discovered that somewhat it's a code issue, but actually it's an enforcement issue. And the big problem is that In Memphis, probably not unlike other communities, we have a lot of absentee landlords. We have a lot of issues around the rental properties, but there's no permitting system. So we're looking at, is there a way ahead of time to preventively try to address some substandard housing issues? So, and then our final group is working on community education and advocacy. So how can you get the communities that we're working in to actually, you know, help inform them about their rights or the partnerships and the resources that exist and get them to be their own advocates? So they've been working on this. And on Thursday, they're presenting their findings. They've been working with the work groups. I know I'm so excited. So Thursday night, the students are presenting to the community their findings. And then they'll come back on January 15th, which is right around Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which, as you can imagine, is really intriguing in Memphis, quite momentous. And that day we're going to have our kickoff where the mayors of Shelby County and Memphis are coming, and they're proclaiming January 15th, 2015, Healthy Homes Day in Memphis, which I think is really in part because I think they're excited that the law school and the students are so engaged. So it's been really fun for us. And I think one of the critical things I'll just say about this project was at the very beginning, the students went out to the homes and did home visits. And the students, you know, we've progressed since then. There have been some doctrinal sessions, but a lot of sessions where they're meeting public health leaders or MLGW, you know, the gas utility people, the code people. But they actually had to go out and realize what is the community that they're working with and what are the actual realities out there. And for me, this was another quote that for education, really, I'm trying to get the students to think critically, but also to be civically minded, to sort of think that, you know, we have certain skills and we should use them to sort of benefit a community, and that's really an important value of the Institute. I should mention briefly that our Institute's sort of shorthand name is I Help Memphis. And so I think that's an important thing I just want sort of the law and public health students to sort of recognize. So taking to mind that they said make sure you have attributions, there are the lawyer legalese.